Chris Morning Update Sunday April the 2nd、
hey, 大家好，欢迎来到4月2号的 Chris 英文早报。今天在国内新闻方面，河北雄安新区成立，千年大计可以缔结深圳浦东新区。在科技方面呢，华为的2016年年报显示，其利润增幅为2011年来最低水平。体育方面，美国 NCAA 的四强产生，太平洋西北地区双雄将决战南北卡。最后，武汉本地新闻，4月1号，湖北自贸区总体方案出炉，武汉片区的重点发展为战略型新兴产业的定位。
China announced Saturday it would establish a Shenwan new area in Hebei province as part of its measures to advance and coordinate development of the Beijing-Tianjin-Hebei region. This is another new area with national significance after the Shenzhen Special Economic Zone and the Shanghai-Pudong new area, according to a circular issued by the CPC Central Committee and the State Council.The new area about 100 kilometers southwest of downtown Beijing will span three counties that sit at the center of the triangular area formed by Beijing, Tianjin, and Hebei's provincial capital, Shijiazhuang. The move will help to phase out non-capital functions from Beijing, explore a new model for optimized development in densely populated areas, and restructure the urban layout in the BTH region, according to the circular.The new area will cover around 100 square kilometers initially and will be expanded to 200 kilometers square kilometers in midterm and about 2,000 square kilometers in the long term. And China's telecom equipment and smartphone maker Huawei Technologies said on Friday that its net profit edged up just 0.4% last year, its slowest annual growth since 2011.Huawei, the world's number three smartphone maker behind Apple and Samsung, said net profit rose to 37.1 billion yuan, or 5.3 billion US dollar in 2016. The company's global revenue climbed 32% to 521.6 billion yuan, slightly slower than the 35% growth a year earlier.Xiang Ligang, a smartphone expert and the CEO of telecoms industry website cctimes.com, said it will not be easy for Huawei to boost profit margins because the costs of smartphone components are rising significantly. Due to the continuing depreciation of the yuan and the insufficient supply of smartphone displays and storage, it costs far more to manufacture a phone this year than before.But smartphone vendors are cautious to hike the prices of their products given mounting competition. Strong competition in China's smartphone market from previously little-known local rivals Oppo and Vivo cost Huawei's top spot as the biggest vendor in the domestic market last year. Huawei shipped 139 million phones last year, up 29% compared with a flat global smartphone market.The figure just missed an earlier target of 140 million. And let's take a look at the NCAA Final Four. It's the Pacific Northwest versus the Carolinas. It's Sasquatch versus barbecue or pouring rain versus stifling humidity. Whichever description you prefer, it will be the Pacific Northwest versus the Carolinas in the Final Four of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament.On Sunday, the number one seed North Carolina earned its second straight trip to the Final Four, defeating the number two seed Kentucky in a 75-73 nail-biter. Earlier in the day, the number seven seed South Carolina upset number three seed Florida to 77-70. On Saturday, the number one seed Gonzaga beat number 11 Xavier,83-59, and number 3 Oregon defeated number 1 Kansas 74-60 to punch their Final Four tickets. Next Saturday in Glendale, Arizona, Gonzaga will play South Carolina, when Oregon taking on North Carolina. The winners will play in the championship game on April the 3rd. It will be the first Final Four appearances for both Gonzaga and South Carolina.Oregon made it that far once before in 1939 when it won the title. It will be the record 20th Final Four for North Carolina. And that wraps up for today's Chris Morning Update. Stay tuned for a version on April the 3rd.